soap. Try washing greasy, oily hands with just plain water, and the water beads up and runs off and the grease stays put. Water alone can't shift grease. But add soap and rub, and suddenly the grease lifts away and rinses off easily. Soap can do something water can't, and the reason is a shape. Soap is made of molecules, tiny pieces far too small to see, and each soap molecule has two ends that behave in opposite ways. One end sticks tight to water. The other end won't mix with water at all, and clings to grease and oil instead. So each molecule is split down the middle, one end for water, one end for grease. When you wash, the grease ends bury themselves in the grease and dirt on your hands, while the water ends point outward, away from the grease, toward the water. Working together, the soap molecules surround each speck of grease, wrapping it up in a little ball with all the water ends facing out. Now the outside of that wrapped-up grease is friendly to water, so when you rinse, the water can grab hold of it and carry it away, grease and all. Soap is a go-between, a bridge that grips grease with one end and water with the other, letting water carry away the very stuff it could never touch on its own. Without soap, the grease and the water never mix, and the dirt stays on your hands.